Dr. Pinsky dictating a male AME on Edwin Estrada, E-S-T-R-A-D-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Estrada as described in my report of 10-9-16. It pertained to injuries he sustained at work on 1-22-14 involving his left shoulder and lumbar spine. Period. I have now been informed that he received an order approving settlement relative to that incident and then reopened his claim. But he also filed two additional claim petitions relative to alleged new injuries. Period. In the claim petition for the 1-22-14 incident, he indicated he slipped and fell on a slippery floor, injuring his left shoulder and lower back. Period. His next claim petition alleges on 8-18-20, he was bending and twisting while operating a machine and injured his lower back and left shoulder. Period. The actual second claim petition is for the 5-13-18 event. Period. He alleged he was reaching and twisting and, as a result, injured his left shoulder. Period. Paragraph, Mr. Estrada is now a 47-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-18-20. Period. He states he was bending and twisting to perform a job task and injured his left shoulder and lower back as a result. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn biceps. Period. He also had aggravation of a herniated disc. Period. He underwent left shoulder surgery on 4-5-21 involving biceps repair. Period. On 1-25-22, he underwent lumbar spine surgery at L4-5 involving total disc replacement. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He did volunteer that on 1-22-14, he was injured at work. Period. This led to two shoulder surgeries and a diagnosis of herniated disc treated with physical therapy and injections. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. He belatedly volunteered that in 2007 he sustained an L4-5 herniation on the lower back from a work-related injury. But he did not mention the 5-12-18 injury. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show Mr. Estrada was seen by WorkNet on 5-18-18, alleging he was injured on 5-12-18. Period. He had two prior surgeries to the left shoulder in 2014 and 2015. Period. With respect to the subject event, he was diagnosed with left shoulder rotator cuff sprain complicated by two prior rotator cuff repairs. Period. He was referred for physical therapy, Motrin and Flexeril was prescribed, and he was referred to shoulder specialist Dr. Pepe, P-E-P-E. Period. Dr. Pepe evaluated Mr. Estrada on 5-29-18. Period. He diagnosed bicipital tendonitis of the left shoulder and possible biceps tendon instability, for which he recommended an MRI. Period. An MRI on the left shoulder was done on 6-6-18 and compared to prior MRIs of 4-30-15, 8-13-14, and 7-11-14 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Pepe reviewed these results with him on 6-19-18. Period. He favored a non-operative approach as the rotator cuff was intact. repaired the shoulder, was given an injection of Kenalog and lidocaine. Period. He was cleared to work in a modified duty capacity. Period. He continued to be monitored at WorkNet through 6/6/18. Period. He had begun physical therapy that day. Period. He was to continue his current course of treatment. Period. New paragraph. He was seen at WorkNet a few years later, and these progress notes will be inserted where they belong chronologically. Period. On 8/18/20, he was seen at WorkNet, stating he complained of pain of lumbar spine and left shoulder, whose onset was about 3 weeks ago. Period. Had been out of work due to COVID-19 and returned to work around 7/19 after a 3-month furlough. Period. He believes he began to develop pain in his back and left shoulder after returning to work partially 3 weeks ago, as he was put in a quote new job, comma, end quote, and was moved to another area at his work. Period. He reported on the current date he had more pain and twisted and felt the pop in his lower back. Period. He has a history of prior lumbar strain, treated with epidural injections more than 10 years ago. Period. His current pain occasionally radiated into the right lower extremity with cramping sensation of the right calf. Period. He also had a history of 2 prior left shoulder surgeries involving rotator cuff repairs requiring anchors. Period. He was diagnosed with acute lumbar strain complicated by prior lumbar strains and epidural injections, semicolon left shoulder sprain, comma, complicated by history of 2 prior left shoulder surgeries for rotator cuff tear. Period. Was initiated on cryotherapy and medications. Period. At follow-up on 8/20/20, he was discharged to the care of orthopedic specialist. Period. New paragraph, and I will go back to where I left off with Dr. Pepe in 2018. Period. On 8/7/18, the petitioner related he felt great after the injection, after which he had therapy. Period. He was having some increasing pain anteriorly and laterally in the shoulder. Period. He was working with slight modification, but essentially full duty. Period. Dr. Pepe diagnosed left shoulder recurrent labral tear resolving with non-operative treatment plan. Period. He was to continue home stretching and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner returned on 9/18/18 with continued mild discomfort at the left shoulder with reaching overhead. Period. He had good motion and strength, but some difficulty overhead. Period. He wanted to attempt to continue to work full duty. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement to full duty and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 3/5/20. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date and onset of symptoms as early as 1/22/14. Period. He ended up having surgery by Dr. Pepe on 10/14/14. Period. This involved arthroscopy with labrum and rotator cuff repair. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. Postoperative left shoulder MRI on 4/30/15 showed evidence of a previous supraspinatus and labrum repair without a recurrent tear, comma, bursitis, comma, or changes to the soft tissue lesion of the infraspinatus muscle. Period. On 6/9/15, Dr. Pepe performed arthroscopy of the left shoulder with labral debridement and capsular release. Period. Mr. Estrada followed up post-operatively. Period. He noted after a gap, he allegedly injured himself again on 5/12/18. Period. He had a new lumbar MRI, raising concern for a recurrent labral tear. Period. He submitted to a left shoulder intra-articular steroid injection by Dr. Pepe with improvement. Period. Dr. Ponzio also elicited a history of two prior work-related lumbar spine injuries in 2017 and 2019, resulting in a disc herniation at L4-5. Period. Underline this, despite writing a 48-page report, I do not see any specific recommendations made by Dr. Ponzio. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner returned to Dr. Pepe on 11/16/20, period. He then came back on 1/19/21, period. An MRI demonstrated an intact rotator cuff, small intra-articular effusion, proximal biceps enlargement, questionable subluxation, with the labrum intact. There were lucent anchors in the tuberosity and superior glenoid. Period. Dr. Pepe's diagnosis was left biceps tendonitis with possible entrapment versus occult instability, along with left shoulder mild osteoarthritis. Period. He recommended a dynamic ultrasound. Period. On 3/9/21, Dr. Pepe recommended arthroscopic surgery, since he had no relief after a recent injection by Dr. Roedl. Period. On 4/8/21, Dr. Pepe performed left shoulder arthroscopy with debridement of superior labral tear and subpectoral biceps tenodesis. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were left shoulder bicipital tenosynovitis and moderate glenohumeral chondrosis and recurrent superior labral tear. Period. He followed up post-operatively. He participated in therapy and saw Dr. Pepe through 9/1/21. Period. The plan was to make that through 7/13/21. Period. He was cleared for full duty to return on an as-needed basis at maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph. On 8/16/21, the petitioner was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Deutsch, also at Rothman, to review a CAT scan of the lumbar spine. Period. He noted the recent mechanism of injury and diagnostic study, as well as course of treatment to date. Period. He did undergo bilateral facet injections by Dr. Germain. Period. He reported improvement in the left shoulder pain after his recent surgery. But he also reported some improvement in his low back. But he's not been on his feet much over the past 4 months. Period. He did have a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 7/27/21 and an MRI from 11/30/20, as well as complete radiographs from 10/15/20, all to be inserted from his report as marked. Period. Dr. Deutsch discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. they elected to pursue surgery. Period. On 1/25/22, Dr. Deutsch performed L4-5 total disc replacement. At the postoperative diagnosis was L4-5 degenerative disc disease with herniated disc and radiculopathy. Brady did follow up postoperatively and had further physical therapy. Period. In paragraph on 126-22, he was seen at Select Medical by Dr. Wu, W-U, for a physiatry consultation. Period. It was noted he was having some gastrointestinal symptoms as well as urinary symptoms in this postoperative period. He was ultimately discharged from the hospital on 127-22 with no ongoing symptoms. Period. He had he was released on acetaminophen as well as oxycodone for pain. Period. He had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 2/4/22 to be inserted. Period. On 7/20/22, he was seen by Dr. Deutsch's co-surgeon, Dr. Costabile, C-O-S-T-A-B-I-L-E. Period. On this visit, he had no abdominal pain. Period. He was taking Protonix and Metamucil. Period. The doctor gave a diagnostic compression of left testicular pain status post L4-5 disc replacement with no evidence of any hematoma or hernia. Brady recommended an ultrasound of the testicle and blood supply to rule out any ischemic disease. Period. If there were no abnormalities on this study, he would refer the patient to urology, specifically Dr. Gordon Brown. Period. Paragraph, the petitioner had followed up with Dr. Deutsch since they last mentioned his name. Period. Total disc replacement surgery was performed. Period. This was carried out at the L4-5 disc level on 125-22. Brady was also monitored postoperatively and followed up with Dr. Costabile. Period. His final visit with Dr. Deutsch took place on 6/9/22. Period. He was 4.5 months following L4-5 total disc replacement on 125-22. Period. He had continued overall improvement of his symptoms and felt significantly better than he did preoperatively. Period. He had fatigue in his back about halfway through his workday. Period. He was prescribed letoderm patches and additional therapy. Brady was then referred to Dr. Costabile to discuss his testicular pain. Period. New paragraph and underline this statement. This may not follow chronologically or may have already been described, but it is out of order in the records. Paragraph, he did see Dr. Pepe again on 6/15/21 regarding the left shoulder. Period. He was to continue with physical therapy for work conditioning. Period. As of 7/13/21, Dr. Pepe discharged him from care to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, underlying this, I have a correction. Because his last visit with Dr. Deutsch was actually on 7/7/22. Period, he was following up after additional physical therapy. Period. From a surgical standpoint, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement, but was going to see Dr. Custabile for his testicular pain. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, he had left groin tenderness palpation, but there were no overt hernias identified. Extremities upper, there were healed portal scars about the left shoulder and open scar about the left axilla. Consists with his surgeries, period, there was a rough texture to his hands bilaterally, period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were 160 and 155 degrees, respectively, with tenderness but no crepitus. Period, adduction, extension, and internal rotation were full. Period, external rotation was mildly limited to 80 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation at the left shoulder was to L1 and on the right to T9. Period, motion of the right shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period, manual muscle system was 5-5 for resisted left elbow extension, shoulder abduction, and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower. Motion of the hips was full without crepitus, but internal rotation on the left elicited hip and groin tenderness. So that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Inspection revealed subumbilical longitudinal scarring consistent with his anterior approach for surgery. Period. And then normal through supine straight leg raise, maneuver on the left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Compare the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Edwin Estrada alleges he was injured at work on 1/22/14, /5/12/18, /8/18/20. Period relative to the first incident and received a course of treatment as described in my prior report. Period. After the 5/12/18 incident, he had additional diagnostic workup and treatment. Period. If surgery was done, we will insert that here. Period. He also alleged to have injured his lower back on 8/18/20. Period. And same as what I just said applies. If he did have surgery, that will be inserted here. Eventually, Mr. Estrada was cleared to return to work full duty on all fronts. Period. New paragraph. The level of permanency at the left shoulder I previously offered remains the same. Period. In terms of the lumbar spine, there is 10% permanent partial total disability. Period. He may have an increase in shoulder disability if he, in fact, did have another surgery after the 5/12/18 event. Period. And that is the end.